have to say I've been enjoying my fairly regular bike rides to work lately. I've sort of made it a personal goal. At least once a week I'm going to bike to work. If I can do more, then that's fantastic. Because we only have a short window of nice weather, especially when it's like 4:45 in the morning.
You already used the W word today.
What's that?
Winter.
Oh, you, I know, I did. I might have said it a couple of times, actually. It's coming. Winter is coming. I know you're house sitting out in Exshaw right now, but you've been biking to work on occasion lately, haven't you?
I love my bike. It was a Christmas present from my mom.
Nice.
It's really great because there's no parking issues. And I think that when we think about Canmore, we think about parking and the issues that we have. The one way that everyone can contribute to making that easier is to bike. That's one of the reasons why the town of Canmore as a municipality is really focused on making Canmore bike friendly.
Last Friday, we did a fun little, I've never been to a press conference that involved getting on a bicycle and biking around Canmore for an hour, which made it probably the funnest press conference I've ever been to. But we got to see lots of the new bike infrastructure in town. Some sidewalks, for example, they painted green to indicate this is an area of potential high conflict. It's a high traffic area. The elephant feet, you might have seen those. They're little dots along the sides of crosswalk on some of them. And that indicates that this crosswalk is for pedestrians and cyclists. So you should watch if you're a motorist for both. And those often connect the multi-use trails.
I learned a new word. The Sharrow.
Sharrow, yes. Those are those little markings that have like a bicycle and two little arrows that you see on many roadways. That indicates to motorists as well as cyclists, please share the road. I've seen other ones on some sidewalks where it's like a picture of a pedestrian and a cyclist, and it kind of looks like the pedestrian's about to grab the cyclist from behind. You know? So I'm not sure if it means that they're supposed to be sharing the road, or if a cyclist is mean to you, you can just like pinch them on the bottom. I don't know. But
it comes down to the person on the bicycle deciding whether or not they're functioning as a vehicle or as a pedestrian traffic. The idea is to increase education and awareness and share and have that respect, because there is potential conflict between different types of users.
We're a fairly cycle-friendly community. I'm not sure if we're terribly cycling progressive. I think we're working towards that. But I look at other places like Calgary that have like the dedicated bike lanes and the dedicated bike lights and totally remove that conflict with motorists. You know, here, I think some cyclists have given a lot more cyclists a bad name by blowing through four-way stops and jumping on the sidewalk and jumping off the sidewalk and really confusing people. And motorists as well, I think, can be a little bit aggressive, not giving them the space they need. So I think it's a matter of education for everyone. And I think that's what a lot of these new lines, some of the cycle lanes, like the ones on 7th Avenue, according to Andy and Jacob, who led the tour from the town of Canmore, it's about predictable behavior. You know, if everyone knows what they're doing on the road, then they can avoid potential accidents and that sort of thing.
What I'm hearing in the future for our downtown in Canmore, the potential for a parkade is diminishing. Not only are they expensive, but they're expensive to maintain and operate. And instead of addressing our parking issues with more parking, it's more biking. Bike parking and bike corrals and bike fix-it stations. And every year, the town of Canmore puts money into our bike infrastructure. And I think you can really see it this summer. And our roads aren't going to get wider. This is a way, through using street signage and using painting on the street, to make that education more apparent to everyone. Mm-hmm. But it's going to need repainting.
Banff is also getting on board the whole alternate transportation thing. And they're really pushing that to try to keep cars out of the downtown area. They're going to be debuting a trial of a two-way greenway on the 300 block of Banff Avenue, which is basically a cycle lane. They're now allowing skateboards in the Bear Street Von Erf area. So it's all about getting around without having to get behind the wheel of your car. A little cheaper on gas, too, I find.